Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody. It didn't even take First Lady Melania Trump 48 hours after the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting to start attacking the very free speech, the very free press that that dinner was purported to honor. Now, I took objection the entire time with Donald Trump being there, as he is the largest purveyor of attacks against free speech in America, perhaps ever. But what Melania Trump has just posted takes it to a new level. The First Lady of the United States is using her platform to try to bully ABC into firing comedian Jimmy Kimmel for making a simple joke about Melania Trump that wasn't that bad. It's a joke from a comedian, not offensive whatsoever. And even if it is, he is a comedian. How are we in a reality where the president of the United States can make fun of people's deaths and can be, you know, written off as just joking? But when an actual comedian tries to engage in humor, all of a sudden he's talking pure policy. You can't be a comedian and talk about politics. What's happening here? We need to hold the president of the United States to a different standard than a comedian. Because really quickly, to Melania Trump, to any of the MAGA supporters out there watching these videos that like to troll in the comments, let me show you what the president himself has said over the past month or so. When Rob Mueller died, he said, "Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people." President Donald J. Trump. Robert Mueller wasn't hurting innocent people. He served our country. You can disagree with him politically, but this is absurd. This is insane. When Rob Reiner and his wife were brutally murdered by their son, who was going through some sort of mental break, Donald Trump tweeted out the next morning, "A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling, but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, an incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome." Holy shit, this is despicable. I don't even like reading it because it just makes me mad. You know what's funny? A Democratic representative named Shri Thanader made fun of this post by saying, "A very sad thing happened in Hollywood. Scott Adams died from Shri derangement syndrome." Scott Adams is a right-wing cartoonist who passed away. And all of the Trump supporters were on Twitter saying, "Wow, the Democrats just revealed their true colors. The Democrats will make fun of you when you die." They didn't realize that this person was making fun of Donald Trump himself and just quoting him. These people are so insufferable as they hold the president to different standards and they hold accounts with like 13 followers on Twitter. What about this post in which Donald Trump threatened to end an entire civilization? He said, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary, like, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight." What an absolutely sick statement, saying that a whole civilization will die. And this brings me back around to Melania Trump, who is now trying to use her position as the First Lady of the United States to bully ABC into firing Jimmy Kimmel, basically looping us all the way back around to September of 2025, when Kimmel was being attacked by all of the Trump admin members and right-wing media for, again, making a joke. I am so incredibly sick of right-wingers acting like it is a sin. Oh my God, I can't believe a comedian made a joke. But then when Donald Trump says insane shit, they like to cover their eyes and act like it didn't happen. I mean, look at this one. Meghan McCain quote tweeted the video of Jimmy Kimmel's joke about Melania, which I'll show you the joke about Melania in just one moment. And he said, she said, "I'm so deeply sick of Jimmy Kimmel and the hate he spreads in the world." Dog, Meghan McCain, have you ever called out Donald Trump's hateful rhetoric over the past few years? I mean, maybe after Donald Trump bullied your dead father, you said something, but now it seems like she's only saying the left has vile, violent rhetoric, and then she points to a comedian who's doing a comedy bit. I'll show you that in one second, but as always, if you appreciate the Adam Ockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you're subscribed, and let's jump in with what First Lady Melania Trump, she said, "Kimmel's hateful and violent rhetoric." All right, I definitely shouldn't do that. I already apologize. I'm sorry. She said, Kimmel's hateful and violent rhetoric is intended to divide our country. His monologue about my family isn't comedy. His words are corrosive and deepen the political sickness within America. This is driving me crazy. People like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate. A coward, Kimmel hides behind ABC because he knows the network will keep running cover to protect him. Enough is enough. It is time for ABC to take a stand. How many times will ABC's leadership enable Kimmel's atrocious behavior at the expense of our community? Yeah, how could they allow Jimmy Kimmel to make jokes on air? I'll show you the joke in just 1 second that he made about Melania, but dude, the First Lady, again, is using her platform, her power, to try to silence people making jokes that she doesn't like. It is simple as that. They have done this time and time again. They've attacked universities, law firms. They try to use the bully pulpit. They try to use their disproportionate power in the executive branch to scare certain comedians or certain colleges or even law firms, which they've sued. Now it is time to push back. Again, that's why you should subscribe to independent media. Let me play for you this clip of Jimmy Kimmel, and you're just going to be like laughing at how dumb the joke is and how dumb Melania is for blowing up over it.
Our First Lady Melania is here. Look at Melania, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
I mean, it's a funny one. And just to make sure you guys know, Melania Trump wasn't actually there. This was Jimmy Kimmel doing a fake White House All-American Correspondents' Dinner to counter the Correspondents' Dinner that ended up not happening. Jimmy Kimmel made this joke before there was an attack. Jimmy Kimmel made this joke in reference to Donald Trump's old age and his hands turning purple and his neck having a rash wrapping around that he has to cover and his ankles being swollen. So Jimmy Kimmel is quite literally making a joke. I do not want to live in a reality where comedians in America can't joke around without getting punished, but the President of the United States can attack and defile his political opponents without having any repercussions. We need to be pointing out to these MAGA freaks that they are the ones who are ramping up the tension in American politics. Them, along with social media algorithms, along with Elon Musk and other bad faith actors like Russia, China, Iran, they all want to weaken the cohesion of our society by ramping up hatred. But you know who does it the most? Who pushes it the most is Donald J. Trump. I have never seen a political actor in the United States push so much hatred, push so much vile, depraved rhetoric about their enemies, and then roll over and play victim anytime the media makes a joke about them. That is what really pisses me off. I think this political violence topic is one that has always kind of gotten to me. I got a really viral clip with Scott Jennings on CNN where he tried to have me take credit for some like shooting that happened 6 months back. And I said, you want a 23-year-old YouTuber to take credit for this over the President of the United States who is ramping up this rhetoric?
Right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of conservatives gaslighting about the current political environment and Donald Trump's rhetoric when all of this escalation can be traced back to his entrance into American politics. His claim to fame was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. He was the first presidential candidate to have his crowd chant, "Lock her up," about a political opponent. You can bring up the insurrection. Even in the past few weeks, my home city of Chicago, he posted a photo of Chicago being invaded by the Department of War. So the broader point here is Donald Trump endlessly deflects and tries to blame it on the other side when he is the one responsible for amping up the tension in America. And I've spent all of my formative years throughout high school, throughout college, looking to the president who I'm supposed to be able to look up to and seeing somebody who's trying to place blame on the left, who's amping up the rhetoric constantly. And yeah, it's not good.
So you think it's Donald Trump's fault that a deranged leftist climbed up to the top of a building and shot up the ICE facility, not once now, but twice in Texas?
I think it's Donald Trump's fault that America has gotten to this heated place. I think that
no
that
responsibility for the radicalization on the left that's causing this violent
outburst. That 29-year-old is radicalized by online communities and online algorithms. I'm not going to blame that directly on Trump, but he was caught in a lot of online video game algorithms and all these communities. Donald Trump,
but it's Trump's
10
fault.
Years ago, Donald Trump amped up the tension in America.
He ran 10 years ago, and this guy then 10 years later, somehow you're connecting. Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh,
he's on the left.
But let's not do the like can't, he has to take responsibility because he's a Democrat.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You want me to take more responsibility than the President of the United States?
I want you to understand.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber.
I want you to understand that we are in the middle of an epidemic of left-wing violence. They're attacking ICE. They shot Charlie. It's happening all over the country. We have these Free Palestine people running around trying to burn down the Pennsylvania governor's mansion. On and on
then
and
maybe
on.
The president,
it's not Trump's fault
the president of the
that
United
the left
States
has radicalized to the point of saying, we're done talking and we're going to start shooting.
Scott,
the
data indicates Scott, is Trump amping down the tensions?
Amping down the tensions?
Yeah, is he taking the tensions down? Is he trying to do that?
I think he's mad that his friend got murdered, if you want
okay,
that.
The job of the president is to tone down the rhetoric.
Right, ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you know, number one on the...
And that went viral because it is the perfect illustration of leadership or the lack thereof in America and how Democrats are held to impossibly high standards while Republicans have no standards at all. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. If you appreciate all this, make sure you drop a like and a blue heart. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.